Okay, Mariah Purple Tie. What I want to discuss with you today in Simen Kuf Hei Se'if Beis is the question of Kli Rishon and Kli Sheni when it comes to Iser Vehet. Now, just to review some of the basic Yisodos, we know that in Hilchos Shabbos, Kli Rishon cooks 99% of the stuff on the planet, no? 99% of the stuff. Kli Rishon means, if I have a pot that was on the fire, so obviously while it's on the fire, it cooks. Even if I remove that pot from the fire, Kli Rishon Sheheviro Mehaesh, so the Mishnah Membeis in Shabbos says, Ha'ilfis Ukdeiro Sheheviro Mirusachim, so it's going to be Mevashal also. Kli Rishon is Mevashal, whether it's Al-Gabe Ha'esh, or it's Shelo Al-Gabe Ha'esh. And the Pashtus is that this is Bishol Midoraisa. In other words, if I did this at the time the Beis HaMikdash was around, I would be stoned. Right? Bishol Midoraisa. By the way, we're not so tolerant. We actually stone people for bringing Mechal Shabbos. Fine. That's the din. The Yerushalmi says that the only type of Bishol that is Bishol Midoraisa is Kli Rishon Al Gabei Ha'esh. If it's a Kli Rishon Shelo Al Gabei Ha'esh, once you remove it from the fire, so according to the Yerushalmi, such a Kli Rishon is not going to be Mevashel Min HaTaira, the Pashtos, it's only going to be Mevashel Midrabanon. The Gra, at the end of the first little section here in Sifkatin Yud Gimel, the Gra quotes that the Yerushalmi says that the only Kli Rishon that's Mevashel is Kosha Ha'or Mahalech Tachtov, right, when you have fire underneath the Kli Rishon. But if there's no fire underneath the Kli Rishon, the Ramban says, B'shem the Yerushalmi, in the Pshat Net Yerushalmi, then it's an Isser D'Rabbanan according to Yerushalmi. Kli Rishon Shelo Agave Ha'esh is only Isser D'Rabbanan according to the Ramban's version of the Yerushalmi. The Gra over here challenges the Ramban, and the Gra says that he thinks, according to the Yerushalmi, Kli Rishon Shelo Agave Ha'esh is also going to be Mashal Min HaTara, and when the Yerushalmi says Kol Shaha Or Mahalech Tachtov, the Yerushalmi means that since the Or was Mahalech underneath it at one point in time, so Memela, it's going to be Mashal Min HaTara even when the Or is no longer Mahalech Tachtov. That is basically the Yerushalmi as understood by the Ramban, as understood by the Gra. So let's review. Kli Rishon is Mevashal, right, whether it's Al-Gabi Ha'esh or Shelo Al-Gabi Ha'esh, and it's Mevashel, we said 99% of the stuff on the planet. When I say 99% of the stuff, that means that the Gemara in Shabbos tells me that Bisra Datura is not going to be Nispashel in a Kli Rishon unless it's a Kli Rishon Al-Gabi Ha'esh. You take a Geshmaka piece of ox meat and you put it in a Kli Rishon Shelo Al-Gabi Ha'esh that is not Bishol according to the Bavli. That's not Bishol B'Shabbos. There's a discussion in the Gemara about melach, about salt. Maybe salt, which means the salt that comes from mines, not the salt that comes from seawater that you cook out and you have the salt that comes from mines. There's a shaila in the Gemara whether we assume that melach has a din of Bisra Datura, or do I assume that melach is going to be nispasho even in the Kli Sheni. In other words, either it's super mekel or it's super machmer. Midina de Gemara, Kli Sheni on Shabbos is not mevashal. Kli Sheni is not mevashal. Tosfos comments in Shabbos that the reason why there's a difference between Kli Rishon and Kli Sheni is because since the Kli Rishon was agabe Ha'ar, so Memela you have Dofnosav Mechamemin. Memela you have the walls of the Kli Rishon are heated up, and the Chom in the Dofanos has the ability to heat the food even when it's removed from the Eish. However, Kli Sheni that never had Dofnosav Mechamemin, and the way Tosfos uses a Lashon, this is a discussion for advanced Talmud, is that Stofnos of Makaros, that the walls actually cool it down, So memela, it's going to be there's no bishul. You get an impression that bishul depends not only on whether it's hot or cold. Even if it's yatzel ledespo in a klisheni, there's no bishul, because bishul also requires that the temperature is staying constant or moving up. If it's dofnos of makarios, the temperature is going down. So there's no bishul in a kli sheni, even though there's yatzol adespo. Right, that's what Tosfos says in Shabbos. And right now, again, we're only talking Hilchos Shabbos. So we have kli rishon, we have kli sheni. The Mishnah, the end of Masechet Shabbos, Kuf Lamed Tes, tells me there's certain stuff on the planet that is mevashel in a kli sheni. Kol yis ha'espanen. No, what is it? Like some type of little fish. It's mevashel in a kli sheni. We call this kalei habishol. In Shulchan Aruch in Shin Yud Ches, Sif Hey, we say that lechem, bread, is going to be nespashel in a kli sheni, because bread is also kalei habishol. Precisely because it was cooked once, it's like a soft thing. It has the ability to become cooked even in a kli sheni. So far, so good. So ad kan Hilchos Shabbos, the difference between kli rishon and a kli sheni. I should point out that there's a fundamental machlokes between the Mishnah Berurah and the Chazon Ish when we speak about this din of kalei habishol, that's nespashel in the kli sheni. The Mishnah Berurah, citing the Magen Avraham, assumes that unless you know for sure it's not kalei habishol, it is kalei habishol. In other words, according to the Mishnah Berurah, the only thing that's not going to be in the smash on the kli sheni is stuff that the Gemara says is not, which is mayim and shemen or something. Right? But besides that, it is in the smash on the and tavlin. Mayim, shemen, and tavlin is not in the smash on the kli sheni. That's right. Tavlin is, of course, tea bags, according to Rav Soloveitchik, Bashem's grandfather. Right? Yalam make tea in the kli sheni, because that's tavlin. That's what the Rav said. The Chazon Ish has the approach that no, Mishnah Berurah. Your Mishnah Berurah has a very expansive kalei habishul. The Chazon Ish says I have a narrow kalei habishul. My narrow kalei habishul means that only those stuff which I know for sure is kalei habishul is kalei habishul. But anything that I don't know for sure is kalei habishul is not really kalei habishul. Meaning to say, according to the Chazon Ish, let's say putting a vegetable in a kli sheni, putting a fruit in a kli sheni, according to the Chazon Ish, l'cha'ora is going to be fine, because I don't have to worry that it's kalei habishul. Only those stuff that I know is kalei habishul is a problem. Right? Only like lechem, that's quoted on Shulchan Aruch, is a problem. But to put a fruit in kalei habishul, to put a fruit in a kli sheni is going to be okay, according to the Chazon Ish on Shabbos, because it's not kalei habishul. I don't have to worry that's kalei habishul. Chazon Ish writes that the minhag ha'olam is that we don't put other stuff in a kli sheni, but we do put in a kli shlishi. Fundamentally, the Chazon Ish assumes that kli shlishi is dino ke kli sheni, right? Chazon Ish says that there's absolutely no svar alachad between kli sheni and kli shlishi, etc. But those stuff that are not really kalei habishul, because I Chazon Ish hold that nothing is really kalei habishul besides those stuff that's found explicitly in the Gemara and the Rishonim, besides kol yis ha'espanin and lechem, right? But nothing besides that is kalei habishul. Nonetheless, the suffix stuff we'll put in the kli shlishi, because it's just a min not to put in the kli shlishi. Ad kan divrei ha'Chazon Ish. So now, ad kan we've been talking about Hilchos Shabbos. The question is, how do these kloim apply to basar b'cholov and to iser? Now, basar b'cholov, we know the rule is true only if there's bishul. So for basar b'cholov, it's a davar pashut, that whatever rules I have by bishul b'shabbos carry over to bishul basar b'cholov. Kli rishon is mevashel, kli sheni is not mevashel, no? That seems to be a davar pashut, that for basar b'cholov, it's going to be basar b'cholov d'orayis on the kli rishon, and it's going to be asar b'hanoa, because basar b'cholov d'orayis is asar b'hanoa. Once I'm in kli sheni land, so then it is not going to be basar b'cholov d'orayis. Right? There's no bishul in the kli sheni. What about bliya of iser? Absorption of iser. Do I assume that blios are a function of Bishul, that if it's Nispashel, Memela, there are going to be Blios. If there's no Bishul, there are no Blios. And do I say that Blios and Bishul are two totally different things in this planet? Blios and Bishul are operating on different rules in Gansen. This is 2 days in the Shulchan Aruch. 2 days. And the 2 days all stem from a Rashba in the Torah's Habayis HaKotzer, Daf Beis Omer Aleph. The whole Shtikl Torah over here is like, oh, that's like 10 lines in the Rashba, but it's Rashba Torah's Habayis HaKotzer, so the lines are like this short, no? Like, that's the whole thing. It's like really, really short. No, 10 lines. Tesavaisa Katzer, Beis Amar Aleph. The first day in Shulchan Aruch is that Blios and Bishul are two sides of the same coin. Since a Kli Sheni is not going to be Mevashel, so it's also not Maflet and not Mavliya. In other words, if I have a piece of treif meat that is inside a liquid, inside a hot liquid in the Kli Sheni. And again, the Pashtus is, it has to be, oh, we didn't speak about this yet, did we? In order to create Bishul, it has to be Yad Sola Despoy, right? Which means above 113 Fahrenheit, according to Rav Shlomo Zalman in the beginning of Hilchos Bishul in the Shmir Shabbos, 113. There are different shiurim of what Bishul is. The Pashtus is at 113 or above. Maybe Rav Shlomo Zalman proves that from a suffix in the Gemara, whether the Chum Beis Hashchita is a Tzainin or Reseach. Chum and Davches has such a suffix. Does the Beis Hashchita have a din of Reseach with Tzainin? So Rav Shlomo Zalman made a Cheshbin that of all the animals in the world, the one with the lowest temperature of its Beis Hashchita is some sort of duck. I mean, this is Torah Mada, by the way. Right, the lowest temperature, the Beis HaShechita of all the animals in the world is some duck, and that duck is going to have a Beis HaShechita of 112 degrees. Memela, anything above that is already a suffix of Yad Soladis, no? That's the... It's Meiridik that he came with this Cheshbin. That's Rav Shlomo Zalman's Cheshbin. So you need Yad Soladis. The Rashba's first day is that just like Kli Sheni is not going to be Mevashel, it's also not Maflet and Mavliya. The second Deya is that no, Kli Sheni is not Mevashel, but it is going to be Maflet and Mavliya. The funny thing is that if you read the Rashba in the Teres Habayis HaKotzer, he says, what's the Raya that Kli Sheni is Maflet and Mavliya? The Raya is Chum Beis HaShechita. No? The raya is that little, when you shecht the animal, apparently it gets hot, no? Any of you guys, oh, you're learning shechita, no?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
It gets hot when you shecht the beis shechita?
Yeah, if you don't wash the knife, you have to
decode the beis shechita. Right, okay. I mean, that's the Gemara, right? It can get hot. I just want to give mitzias. I don't only love this, you know. In mitzias, huh? When you slaughter an right there. What? Yeah.
But it's not just internal body temperature, it gets hot. It gets hotter.
I think it gets hotter when you shecht it because all the blood begins to rush out. And it, then like gets a little bit scared when you come at, I'd also get scared if you come at my neck with a knife. Like, it creates, I think it gets hotter, yeah. So the Beis HaShechita, that's how we learn Yad Sola Despo. And the Rashba says that that din of the Beis HaShechita, because the Gemara discusses with it, Tzonein or Roseach, and the temperature of Beis HaShechita, he says, is going to be less than Yad Sola Despo. So Memela, certainly when it comes to Kli Sheni, it's going to create Blios and Platos, even if it is a Kli Sheni. Once you have this din that Beis HaShechita is going to be a problem, even if it is Beis Hashchita, there's a suffix in the Gemara whether it's sown in the Roseach. Once you have that din, Kosher Kain Zok the Rashba, that Kli Sheni is going to create a problem of Bleios and Platos. That's the second day in the Rashba. Now, it's unclear from the Rashba what type of problem Kli Sheni creates. The Rashba himself assumes that, or the Rashba, I should say, as understood by the Tur, assumes it's going to create a problem only Bliya and Plita Kidei Klipa. It will absorb enough of an outermost light layer. That's what the Rashba himself says. The Tur dingtach on the Rashba, and the Tur says he thinks Kli Sheni is going to be Maflitu Mavliya Bekulai. But in Shulchan Aruch, based on the Beis Yosef's takedown of the Tur, in Shulchan Aruch we pass in that Kli Sheni, according to the second day, according to the first day, Kli Sheni doesn't do anything because Bliya and Plata is Tali in Bishol. According to the second day, that it's not Tali in Bishol, Shulchan Aruch paskins, it's Aser Kidei Klipa against the Tur. But the Maharshal is cited in the Shach Os Hey and in the Taz Ois Dalad. And the Maharshal paskins that Kli Sheni is going to be Maflet Umavliya Bekulo, Nakadei Klipa. The Shach thinks that we should not paskin like the Maharshal. And in the worst case scenario, it's also Kadei Klipa, like it says in Shulchan Aruch. But the Taz says that unless it's makom hefsid gadol, and he has like some funny lashon, hefsid gadol and davar chashov. No one knows what he means by davar chashov, but unless it's hefsid gadol and davar chashov, the Taz says that we should treat a kli sheni like it's maflet umavliya bekulo. The Maharshal, like the Tur. But this whole second day, is coming from the perspective that Bliya and Plata has nothing to do with Bishol. Kli Sheni is not Mavashel, but it still is going to be Maflet Umavliya. Now, there is a little bit of a further discussion in the Shach. The Shach throws a wrench in over here in Sifkatan Hay, based on the Rashbam. We know that there's a fundamental machlekes harishainim about whether irui mikli rishon is mevashel or not. On Shabbos, if I pour hot water on, let's say, tea leaves, right, that have been not cooked beforehand, is irui mevashel or is it not mevashel? The shita of the Rashbam is that irui is not mevashel. The sheet of Rabbi Nutam is that Irui is Mevashel, and there are various positions in various Tosfosin. This is actually what Rabbi Shulman asked me about on my Bechina to get into Smicha, these Tosfosin. He actually liked it. He thought I knew what I was talking about then, because I said over Pnei Yeshua on this Tosfos that he liked. But Tosfos says, according to the Rashbam, Irui is not Mevashel. According to Rabbeinu Tam, Irui is Mevashel, but there's a Shaila in the Taisus, and Taisus Zvachim assumes, according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's Mevashel Bekulai, Taisus Shabbos Membeis assumes, according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's only Mevashel Kedei Klipa. But the Shach says that even though this second Deya is assuming that Bliya and Plata is unconnected to Bishol, and Kli Sheni will have Bliya and Plata, but it's not going to have Bishol, nonetheless, Bliya and Plato Ka'achas is connected to Bishol, according to the Shach. What the heck does that mean? So that means like this. Bliya and Plato Ka'achas can mean one of two things. There are two seerim of this that come up in the poskim. One seer is, if I have a Kli Sheni that has water in it, 130, 140 degrees water in a Kli Sheni, and I have two pieces of meat in that Kli Sheni, a treif piece of meat and a kosher piece of meat. Bliya would mean that Plata would mean that the treif meat spits its iser out from itself into the water. Bliya would mean that the water absorbs the tarfus. Bleo pleta ka'achas would mean that it goes from treif meat into the kosher meat. And the kosher meat became treif. That's why the Taz learns. Bleo pleta ka'achas. The Shach says bleo pleta ka'achas means something that the Rashbam there is talking about, which is called maligas eifes. If you've ever seen a bird, birds have feathers. And you have to remove the feathers on the bird because a very tzniestik chicken doesn't taste good. Right? So all these feathers covering it up. You want the chicken to be naked. You don't want it to have feathers. So how do you remove the feathers on the bird? So one thing that you can do is you dip the bird in hot water, which loosens the feathers and they come off. No? You could also pour hot water on the bird and make the feathers come off. If I pour hot water on the bird, al yidei irui, so I got a problem. Because you see, a bird that I just shechted has dam in it. I want to get the feathers off, but I don't want the chicken to have the dam leave the chicken and become treif, right? I have to get the dam out yidei malicha, but if I cook the dam into my chicken now becomes treif. If I do irui, right? So what's going to happen is the irui, we say, is maflet, no? Right? And then, remember, according to second day in Shulchan Aruch, right, even though Bishul, let's say according to Rashbam, Bishul doesn't take place through irui, but maflet does take place. So maflet takes place and the dam leaves the chicken. And irui also is mavliya, no? So then the dam goes back into the chicken. So I just created a treif chicken. Zak the shach. No. Irui is going to be maflet. It's going to be mavliya, but it's not going to be maflet to mavliya ka'achas. It'll be maflet. Let's say I have one piece of treif meat in a hot medium. It'll be maflet the iser from the treif. It'll be mavliya. If I have treif liquid in the kli sheni, right? So the tarfus will be boileya into my kosher piece of meat. But it's not going to be mafla to mavliya ka'achas. It's not going to go from kosher to treif, treif to kosher. Like the taza scenario that we mentioned before, you have two pieces of meat in the medium and the klisheni. And also, it won't be mafla to mavliya ka'achas in the sense of it's not going to, by maligas ofos, it won't treif up my chicken. So let's chaz reber. Shulchan Aruch Paskins, 2 days. First day it says that Ira, first day it says I'm getting tired. First day it says that Klisheni, right, is not Mavashel, so it's not Blias. It's not Mafat Mavliya. Second day in Shulchan Aruch says Klisheni is not Mavashel, but it is Mafat Mavliya. Shulchan Aruch Paskins, that Lechatchila, I should Paskin, like the second day, that klisheni is maflet and mavliya, even though there's no bishul. So a shaila that has come up probably a bazillion times is as follows. I make a cup of coffee in the morning, no? You wake up to learn Bahasmada at 5 a.m., but you're not fully awake yet. So you make your coffee, and you put milk in the coffee, and then you take your fleshik spoon out of the drawer, and you stir your coffee with milk. What's the status of that spoon, ladies and gentlemen? The coffee's a klisheni, no? Because I have my urn. Right? It's on a Tuesday. We're not talking about Shabbos yet. I wake up Tuesday morning to learn Bahas Mada, right? And I make coffee in a cup. Right? So my cup is a klisheni. I put milk in it. Klisheni, milchik. Stick a fleshik spoon in milchik coffee cup. What's it in? What's it in the spoon? What's it in the cup? What's it in the coffee? Dun, dun, dun. We learned Yerideya. Come on. What'd you say? What should be the din of a klisheni? How do we paskin? Lechatchila. We should be machmir. What does lechatchila mean? Is that what it means? I shouldn't do it, but if I did it, it's okay? Or look at Rabbi Kiva Eger. Zek Rabbi Kiva Eger, Lizar Bedav Lechatchila. Kelem Sheshimshu Becham and Shal Klisheni Hevel Lechatchila, because Yeshlem Takana Bahagala. But Klicheres is Mutter. What's Rabbi Kiva Eger saying? Mikivegi is saying that there's a chiluk between my spoon and my coffee cup. No? My spoon is made out of metal. My coffee cup is made out of cheres, no? Zot Reb Kiva Eger. What I should do, l'cha'ira, is I kasher my spoon, because that's l'chatchila, right? L'chatchila means not only don't do it, but if you did it, kasher it. Kli cheres is b'di'evet, das heisnish l'chatchila, because kli cheres, you can't kasher it. So therefore my spoon, I'd have to kasher. But my kli cheres is going to be okay. What about the coffee? So the coffee is going to be b'di'evet, because I'd have to pour out the coffee, no? So that's what the pashtus in the halacha should be. I remember last time at the Gerudei, I spoke to Rabbi Willig about some shaylos about, you know, it's not such an uncommon shayla. You stick a fleshik spoon in your coffee cup, no? Not so uncommon? So Rabbi Willig said that, yeah, the minig of many people, many rabbonim, is that they pass in that you don't kasher the spoon because it's a klisheni. So I say, aye, but Shulchanach says, lahachmi lachatchila. So Rabbi Willig did something with his hands. I'm not exactly sure. You know the way he does this? I don't know exactly what he meant. But it seems to me that Ken Zayin, that the Shach, is arguing on the Gaon Reb Kiva Eger. The Shach over here defines lachatchila in a different way than Reb Kiva Eger defines lachatchila. The Shach says that lachatchila means, ordinarily, I'm not supposed to have a Dover Shal Isser and Dover Shal Heter touch. But if it's a Dover Shal Isser, if it's a Dover Shal Heter, I'm definitely going to wash off. Right? We're learning some inside the Aleph. I'm definitely going to wash it off, so I'm allowed to have it touch. Over here, in the Kli Sheni, right, even though I'm going to rinse it off afterwards, still I shouldn't do it L'chatchila. That's where the Shach learns. You get an impression from the Shach that could be that there's, again, I didn't see anyone who pointed this out, but the minhag of many rabbonim is that you ask them a shayla, they say, you could be meikel. Now, it seems to me, it could be that that minhag is based on the Shach. I'm not sure, and it seems to me that if we get a shayla about sticking a fleshik spoon into a kli sheni, we should follow what it says in Shulchan Aruch and kasher the fleshik spoon, no? Because Reb Kiva Eger says that that's called l'chatchila. So far, so good? So we should actually, we didn't finish the conversation. The Shach sounds like it, the Shach himself, right? Remember, the Mechaber and the Ramah hold that Bidi Eved Kli Sheni is going to have nothing happen. But the Taz holds that Kli Sheni Bidi Eved is going to be Aser Bakula unless it's Hefsa Meruba. And the Shach holds that Bidi Eved Kli Sheni is going to Aser Kadei Klipa unless there's like some sort of Hefsa Meruba. So you're right. According to the Shach himself, right, you can't be meikel this way. And the Hanami.
And when
he's also to be by Cheres, he'd be Machir, by Mekach, to be meikel. The Shach holds, quoting from some of the Rishonim, that when we talk about Kli Sheni, there's a difference. Certain kelim absorb easier than others. Mateches is harder, so Memela doesn't absorb. So Mateches the Shach would be meikel on, b'what? Is it only meikel b'hefse meruba? Is he saying that it's not usher at all? Kli cheres is going to be usher kedei klipa. The oichel is going to be usher kedei klipa. A matris.
I think only kli cheres is machmir, you know, when there's no hefsid, and meikel when there is a hefsid. But mateches, you wouldn't even be machmir when there's no hefsid.
Even when there's no hefsid. So according to the Shach, we're going to be what? But still, we have the Mechaber and the Ramah that l'chatchila. Right? In other words.
Oh, okay. So then we'll fall back to that.
So unless I have that first line in the Shach about the definition of l'chatchila, I have no way of getting by without kashering my spoon. But again, I think the pashtus is in my dear beloved friend Miguel Asefer. So I think page Reish Vav. So he discusses this case of the fleshik spoon in the coffee cup, Mr. Bressler.
Wouldn't you say like that? Wouldn't that only be on the coffee? Meaning, this Kli Sheni is in the cup, so it's just. Are we assuming the spoon touched the cup?
The spoon. I have a fleshik spoon that goes into the coffee.
Did it touch the cup?
Did it touch the cup? You're saying that in terms of the cup, that's a shayla of mafla to mafla ka'achas.
No, I'm saying.
Unless it touched the cup.
I'm
okay.
Saying, but the cup is klisheni, so the only thing you can answer is that which is.
No, well, the food. I'm sticking the spoon into a klisheni. So the spoon, the fleshic spoon, goes into a milchik klisheni. So according to Shulchan Aruch l'chatchila, I should be zahir on this.
But it's not touching the klisheni itself, it's only touching that which is in the klisheni.
It's touching the milk, the coffee with the milk in the klisheni. It might also, when I stir it, I inevitably touch the side. Yeah, I mean, so it touches both, l'chora. But again, the kli cheres is b'diyeva for sure. The mateches, Rabbi Kiveger says, I should kasha this.
It's a glass cup?
Glass. So we're going to have to talk about kashering glass in the very end of the year. Glass is like a parasha arucha ad ma'od. Ashkenazim in Hilchos Pesach treat glass like kli cheres. No? Sfaradim assume glass is not b'lay at all. We'll have to discuss that. Like, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us strength to get to the end of the year. Right. And they used to say, like, that Moshe didn't like the expression, Sishver Sezayin Ayid. Right. Moshe didn't like that expression. It's not such a bad expression. There's another expression, Sishver Sezayin Ashkenazi. That's right. Okay. By implication, that means that Sfaradim are, in fact, Yidden. So, we're okay. Now, the Pashtus is that these 2 days in Shulchan Aruch are arguing as to whether we equate the klolam of Bishul with the klolam of Maflet and Mavliya. And by Maflet and Mavliya, which we'll call Isser V'Heter, we're more Machmir than we are Hilchos Shabbos. Me'idach, though, there are going to be ways of seeing L'cha'ora that we might be more Mekal by Isser V'Heter than we are by Hilchos Shabbos. And this comes back to what we spoke about a few minutes ago, the Kalei HaBishul discussion. What's the din of Kalei HaBishul by Isser V'Heter? Now you're going to say, what are you talking about, Rabbi? So I'll tell you what I'm talking about. I'm talking about Orla. Right? Orla is Isser V'Heter. No? Have an Orla fruit that lands in the Kli Sheni. Does it trafe everything up? Kilei HaKerem. Right? I mean, you could be creative. Chadash, Tevel. Stuff like that, no? Could be Kalei HaBishul, bread, right, of Chadash, could be Kalei HaBishul in the Kli Sheni. What's the status of Kalei HaBishul in the Kli Sheni by Isser V'Heter? So you look in the Ba'ad HaShulchan, page Reish Samach Gimel. And the Bible points out that the Pashtus in Shulchan Aruch is that B'diyeved were make on the Kli Sheni no matter what. Now, I don't understand. How can the Mechaber say that so pashat? Right? If the second day is assuming that I'll say it like this. There are things in this world that are mamish mevashel in the Kli Sheni. Koyas ha'ispanin, Kalei HaBishul, it's mamish mevashel. So shouldn't it be a dover pashat that those things are going to be usher in the Kli Sheni? Like Isser V'Heter? Shouldn't it be a dover pashat that if you have Kalei HaBishul, the klisheni of Isser V'Heter for sure should be a problem. How can we say as a davar pashut that al kopon and b'diyevet it's going to be mutter in the klisheni? What do you mean? Maybe it's Kalei HaBishul. So Reb Feivel points out there's a tshuva of the Maharil, where the Maharil says that from Dan Zetman, from this you see, that there is no such thing as Kalei HaBishul by Isser V'Heter. The Kalei HaBishul is a klal that was instituted in Hilchos Shabbos, not in Isser V'Heter. That's a powerful, powerful Maharil. Right? And that Maharil is going in the opposite direction of everything we said until now. Because Shulchan Aruch until now has been saying that, okay, there's Bishul B'Shabbos, and it could be that Isser V'Heter is more chamor. That in the Kli Sheni, where there's no Bishul on Shabbos, there's going to be, right, Mavliya Umaflet by Isser V'Heter. Now we're going punkt fakert. Right, we're saying that there's a chumr by Shabbos, I don't have Isser V'Heter, called Kalei HaBishul. That's what the Maharil says. It happens that the Gon, the Chazon Ish, we mentioned that the Chazon Ish holds that there's a very narrow definition of Kalei HaBishul. That the only those things I mentioned in Shas as being Kalei HaBishul, or those things that the Yireim quotes, that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, refers to being Kalei Beshel, like Lechem, only that's Kalei HaBeshel, but nothing else is Kalei HaBeshel. You know the Chazon Ish's Raya, that nothing else is Kalei HaBeshel? Besides all stuff that's found in the Gemara, he says, well, Midalom Matzino in Basar B'Cholov, and in Yerideya Kuf Hei, that they Aser in the Kli Sheni, when it's Kalei HaBeshel, that tells me that there is no such thing that's Kalei HaBeshel besides those things that's found in Chas. Good morning, America.
And why wouldn't they?
So Fretweb 5, well, how come over here we don't quote Lechem, etc.? That's his Kash and the Chazon Ish. But one thing I see from the Chazon Ish is that the Chazon Ish is saying writ large that the dinim of Kalei HaBeshel by Shabbos should carry over to Yerideya, and precisely because I don't see it in Yerideya, that tells me it's not true in Shabbos also. So this is the first thing that I wanted to say. There's a few other nafgaminas to think about that maybe we'll talk about next time, but today we should go and daven mincha. Okay, gentlemen, have a wonderful Shabbos.